Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. John Hanson is coming up at 6 o'clock with Your Money Matters. And this is his topic tonight. How much money do you need in case you get fired? He's going to try and figure that out, how much you actually need in emergency savings, something we can all relate to or worry about. So join John Hanson after 6 tonight on 720 WGN. Hey, we first met our next guest, I would think, right after Ukraine was invaded. Sonia Volyaboy. Did I get that right, Sonia? Or am I still screwing up your name?
It's all right. It's
Volyaboy.
Good enough.
Okay. A student at Northwestern University. And when we first spoke to you, when you first called in on Chicago's Afternoon News, we were all horrified and really worried, and our worries are amplified, and we're scared every day. Maybe I'm speaking for me. Okay, because I'll tell you what, some of the images I saw Sunday morning on TV put me into tears, and I can't sleep some nights because I'm horrified that something is not being done to stop this. And I applaud you because you have rallied everybody at Northwestern University, that's where you attend, to do something, to help, to raise money. And I just have to applaud you. So you were born in Ukraine, right?
Yeah, so I was born in Dnipro, and my family and I immigrated to the U.S. in 2010. So most of our family is still there.
And you're talking to them how often?
We try to call, you know, every couple of days or so. I know my mom, you know, she has her daily rounds of making sure that everybody is still, you know, responsive or has been seen online.
And I can imagine what the reaction is and the stories are, because we're seeing them, and there's just nothing good coming out of Ukraine except for the will and the power of the people. It astounds me how strong your native Ukrainians are. It's stunning. And so I pray for them every day. But I love the fact that it started out with you painting the rock, and then you were like, we got to get some dollars together. And that has turned into $15,000 in donations so far, right? And you're looking for more?
Yeah, I mean, we're really grateful at the response that we've gotten from the community. You know, it's day 40 of the war, and there hasn't been a day that I haven't, you know, woken up in fear, woken up in panic. But the amount of support that we've gotten from both the Northwestern community and the Evanston community, you know, it's very moving for all of us who have family there.
And now you have an official name, Northwestern for Ukraine. I love this. And you've got a big vigil coming up, which I think is pretty wonderful, because people feel helpless, and this gives them, you know, a place to gather and to honor and to strategize, hopefully. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, for sure. So we have a vigil coming up this Thursday, so that's April 7th, and it will take place at 6 p.m. at the Alice Miller Chapel, which is right by the Northwestern Arch, so in Evanston. And we really wanted to create a space for people to really reflect on the lives that have been lost and all the families that have been broken and have been broken and affected by the conflict, and really just create a space for reflection and to commemorate this horrible loss to both the Ukrainian community and also the international community. So we will have a couple of Ukrainian speakers, myself included, and we're also going to have live music followed by a candle lighting ceremony. And we really hope to, again, provide this space for the Chicago, Evanston, Northwestern communities to really rally together behind those that have been unjustly killed in this war.
And you need no tickets or reservations. You do not need to be a Northwestern University student. It's open to everyone, correct?
The event is completely free. We just ask that you show up, again, 6 p.m., Alice Miller Chapel, and we will also be providing candles for everyone, so no need to worry about bringing a candle either. But.
And so, Sonia, what did you think when you saw President Zelensky speak on the Grammys the other night?
I mean, honestly, it's been very odd to just kind of have him you know, become a public figure, because I'm so used to people not really knowing where Ukraine is in general. But I think it's really powerful what he's doing to, you know, spread awareness. And I think everybody should be looking at this issue and paying attention to the news that are coming out of Ukraine.
And what is one of the stories that's coming from your family or your friends in Ukraine that you could share with us?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that a really moving moment that I recently experienced is that I was on a call with my uncle as well as my cousins. And my cousin and aunt, they have fled to Germany. And my cousin is, he's 6 years old. And we were on a call with him. And he was just asking his dad, he was like, oh, you know, when are you going to come home? When are we going to get to play again together? Because right now men aren't allowed to leave Ukraine. And for the foreseeable future, as long as the war goes on, they won't be able to. So I think that there's a lot of separated families that, you know, are really suffering in this time of uncertainty and this time of danger.
Well, I applaud you for what you're doing. It's Northwestern for Ukraine. Sonia's been here since, well, the past 40 days, actually. And I hope that people will continue to support your cause and at least show up and be a part of this vigil. So thank you for calling in today. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.